Hello, I'm Michael Kinney, the corporate chaplain for the ES community. Today we'll be talking about friendship. Friendship, the benefits, and the challenges. The You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast is coming your way next.
Welcome back to the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast. A podcast for the ES community featuring Michael Kinney, the corporate chaplain for the ES community. Hello again, everybody. Greg Thompson from Podwheels, and I'm in the jump seat here with Michael as we dive into another edition of the podcast. Michael, it's summertime. How you doing, man?
Hey, trying to beat the heat. Drinking lots of water.
When you think about summertime and beating the heat, it's always good to have a friend. I think during the summer, we make new friends when we're kids. During the summer, when we're adults, we're able to get back with friends. Our topic for today is just friendship. So take us there. Talk to us about friendship.
Yeah, it was easier when we were kids. I think most adults would agree. I mean, I know one thing that happens to us is that we get involved in a relationship. We end up getting married. We have children. We focus on work. And before we know it, the friendships that we did have in childhood and youth, they've gotten cold and they've gotten kind of old. So when you bring up the subject of friendship, it can be a little bit scary because when you're a kid or a teenager, you kind of define yourself based on your friends and how many friends you have. So it's kind of a bummer to wake up one day as an adult and realize, you know, I don't really have that many friends. I have a lot of acquaintances and workmates. Some of them, I guess, could be called friends, but I don't know. It's a topic that in some ways it's challenging to talk about, but there are so many benefits. Just the enjoyment of friendship. But honestly, studies show that people with friendship and good social networks literally experience better health, mental, emotional, but also physical health. So there's a lot of aspects to this. I think it's an important topic.
Absolutely, Michael. And when we talk about friendship, how do you define friendship?
It's like it's a voluntary relationship based on mutual interests, activities. It's a relationship of support, often encouragement. Those are some of the main aspects of it. It's companionship and partnership, help, support, fun.
It's one of those things that every one of us has a different definition. And you mentioned it at the top. Let's dive in a little bit more on the benefits of friendship.
Yeah, so I happened to come across, just in studying and kind of preparing for this topic, an article from the Mayo Clinic. That's a pretty reputable organization and website. And they have an article specifically on friendship and the benefits of it. And basically, good friends are good for your health. They talk about reducing the risk of depression, high blood pressure, unhealthy body mass index. Those are specific things that have been researched. People are at less risk for loneliness and anxiety when they have a good social network, some friends in their life. One of the surprises for me has been just the benefits emotionally, socially, physically, just kind of researching this a little bit. You can actually have an increased sense of belonging and purpose in life. It boosts happiness and reduce stress. This is what the Mayo Clinic says, and it can improve self-confidence and self-worth, help you cope with traumas such as divorce, serious illness, job loss, or the death of a loved one. You've got someone to talk to through that. Having a friend in your life can encourage you to change or avoid unhealthy lifestyle habits, whether it's excessive drinking or a lack of exercise. Just having a friend can impact those things. I don't believe everything I read, no matter what website it is, but some of this stuff has been researched out, and it's just pretty cool to think about. You don't have to have a lot of friends. In fact, you can have a ton of acquaintances and not really have the benefits that a few friends give you. Even one good friend where you can like open up and get honest, support each other, have fun together, but also kind of go deeper in conversation and life. That's all it takes, is like one, really. So that's something that stood out to me.
Well, Michael, as I hear you share those points, I think about our audience. I think about the ES community. I think about professional drivers. I think about independent contract drivers. I think about the owner operators. I think about the fleet owners. I think about all the members of the ES community, most of whom are out on the road. As we've talked about in previous podcasts, lots of time away from family and loved ones. Yet we talked about how to stay connected. And yet to be out on that road, to have a friend, to have good friends that you talked about, can you talk about the value of having a career in trucking and the value of having good friends, even that one good friend that you can talk about in this shared experience?
Yeah, in some ways, obviously, being a professional driver makes it more challenging in some ways. But some of the drivers I talk with, some of you listening to us right now, you have people that you get on the headset, you talk with while you're rolling down the road, and you have hours to visit. Just to have someone to talk with about your sports team or your political interest or your hobby, whatever you're pursuing in life, that makes such a difference. Just as a good starting point, those conversations can be of a deeper quality and offer you some support when needed. So actually, drivers have some challenges for face-to-face in-person friendship, but they have some opportunities of some time on their hands to take the initiative, make the effort, make the phone call, send the text, get the conversation started.
You just mentioned starting friendships. And when we're out on the road, there are opportunities to do that. Yet in this industry, sometimes it can be hard to start a friendship. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Right. So one thing to remember is just that it is going to take effort. You're going to have to just kind of stick yourself out there a little bit. I had a friend that, well, he became a friend, but to be honest, despite my behavior and lack of interest at first, and it's just kind of a funny story because I was that adult that had just kind of raised my little children and was just kind of coming into a little more time for myself. And I had a guy that just invite me to eat together or to go play some basketball or guitar or something like that. And it honestly seemed pushy to me, but yet I was having fun. But it was just funny how it was so kind of one-sided because I was so pitiful at picking up on the cues of, oh, he's actually, I think, trying to develop a friendship here. Anyway, it's just kind of a funny story. You may have to be the one that's persistent, takes initiative several times or puts out several invitations. It may not be that the other person is not interested in a friendship. They may just kind of be coming out of some other mode of life. Maybe they've come out of a crisis. They've come out of a divorce. They've come out of a hard time and they're just healing up and maybe just now ready to think about friends. So starting up takes that effort.
When I think about folks out on the road, we're in a lot of different situations. We're in situations where sometimes we see somebody that's having a bad day or a challenge. Can you talk to us about the importance or the value of being a friend in those moments when somebody's having a tough time? And in most of these situations, somebody you've never seen before, but can you talk about the importance and the value of taking that time and what that means to that person and what it can mean to you?
Wow. There's no doubt. If someone lets you know that they're struggling or you just find that out, you do have an opportunity. And some people say, oh, well, that's going to bring me down. Or I don't know what to say. I don't think I would help them. But just by listening to them, just by being kind, you offer a lot. So it's worthwhile just to take the time and then open up a little yourself. Show a little vulnerability about your own life. When we were in grade school and maybe middle school, certain age there, I think we called it junior high when I was there, right? Friendships were made or broken based on like secrets. And maybe this was true more depending on who you were, different genders and different stuff, but it's like secrets were the backbone of some childhood friendships. The reason that is because when you tell someone a secret, you show that you trust them. You're opening up, you're taking the mask off a little bit. And man, if you can do that with someone, Greg, that you know is struggling, or maybe they've told you they have a struggle or a difficulty in their life, after being a good listener to them, you can open up a little bit about some of the challenges you're facing. You just took that relationship deeper.
And I would think in those moments when you see somebody struggling, or you sense it and you're able to offer empathy, you might make a friend for life or you may make a friend for 5 minutes, but you're lifting somebody up. Am I on the right track with that?
You bring up an interesting topic. Yeah, we want friendships. In some ways, we have this view that, oh, well, a friend would be for a lifetime. But the truth is, since we're all so mobile and the way life goes, our situations change and all of that, sometimes they are for a much shorter season. And there are benefits just from a positive 10-minute interaction with someone. That would really only change from being an acquaintance into a friend if you continue to reach out to that person. You enjoyed talking with them that day, so a week later you text them or call them again. Say, how are you doing? What's going on? As you start doing that more and more, and then especially if they reciprocate and they do that back to you and they initiate a conversation, then you know you're starting to develop some friendship.
What about revisiting old friendships? Any thoughts about that?
Right. That's a personal for me because, again, I really was one of those people that just got so focused on family and work, my spouse and little kids that I just didn't. There was a time, I don't know that I have a friend. Obviously, my wife is a friend, but I did have to intentionally start getting after this again about 10 to 15 years ago. You're taking that initiative. You're reaching out to people. You've got to remember to keep it rolling. It's like rekindling a fire. The coals may look like they're totally and completely out, but the truth is, if you fan it, you can get that fire going again with some sticks and then some kindling and some wood. You don't go from 0 to 90 miles an hour with an old friend if you're trying to reestablish things. You can start with some texts or some messaging and increase the frequency of reaching out to that person. One thing I've done with a friend over the last 5 years, we've tried to keep in touch. We moved apart from each other. I'm free when he's not free, and he's not free when I'm free. So I will sometimes just voicemail him because it's a step up from just a text. He may voicemail me back. And then once or twice a year, literally, we have a phone conversation. But believe it or not, I still definitely consider that a friendship because he's one of those people that we just kind of are able to pick up where we left off. Actually, we've lived in separate cities for 10 years now, and we've kept that friendship. I just found out about a new career change that he has made. And he's a guy in his 50s like me. So that gives you an idea of kind of my thoughts on it.
And in your experience, are there any unique challenges that you would see or perceive for professional drivers to reestablish old friendships?
Well, let's start with an advantage just to look at the positives here. Hey, if you realize that an old friend from high school or the military or just whatever is living in Philadelphia and you are driving through Philadelphia on one of your runs, if you can make a few minutes, depending on, obviously, you don't want to break any of the rules for your carrier or the company you're serving, but if you can have them meet you somewhere for a lunch or a coffee, that is fantastic. It's someone you haven't seen for some years. It takes a little bit of courage, a little bit of social emotional energy to restoke that and put that invitation out there. But that's one benefit that a driver has because friends tend to move all over. You may be literally driving through their town someday. For making new friends, one of the suggestions is that you attend community events, that you volunteer at a hospital, a place of worship, a museum or community center, or volunteer at a charity organization. Those are hard when you're a driver. You'd have to be really scheduled and really do some good time management to say, well, when I'm in town, even if it's just once a month, I'm going to come over and serve a couple hours. And when you're there, you're going to have to just be looking for people whose company you enjoy and then follow up with that person, get some contact information for them. Some people say take a community college course or some kind of online certification class. Drivers can do that online. Some people say take a walk in your neighborhood, take a walk around the truck stop or around the hotel, indoors or outdoors. Go to a community park, even if you're just going on an overnight cross-country run. Wherever you are, go out and take a walk. If you want to meet people, you've got to be where people are. And if you want to take some of those acquaintances into friendship, you're going to have to just take some serious steps.
And Michael, over these podcasts, I feel like I've made a friend in you, which is great. And as we wrap up this episode, I wanted to ask you any final words of advice as we talk about friends, making new friends or rekindling old friendships or just having good people in your life that are not part of your family, but are your friends.
Well, don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen with everyone or the first person that you make some extra effort with. One little thing to throw out to people is that some people are just not looking for advice. Don't be too quick with advice. Some people just want to be listened to. The other thing for men especially is have an activity together. Do something. Go axe throwing. Go do something. Have some activity helps a lot of guys, whatever it is. But I also say, show that you're trustworthy and dependable. If you say you're going to be somewhere at a certain time, really try to keep your word. Another idea would be if people start feeling like they're being judged, it can spoil a friendship or kind of put a stop to a relationship. So that's just something to keep in mind. Obviously, when you care about someone, you want to say helpful things. And sometimes that means hopefully sharing some truth that will be helpful to them. But you just want to avoid someone feeling judged. That seems to be a real sensitivity in our culture right now. But again, overall, just know it's going to feel awkward the first couple times that you're with someone or talking with someone. You're trying to take that stranger from acquaintance to friend. Those are kind of the steps that we're moving from. A stranger becomes an acquaintance, and an acquaintance becomes a friend. And there are some awkward steps in that process, but don't give up. Just keep moving forward. You can do this. You are the perfect friend for somebody out there. It's not like high school where only the super athletic, smart, attractive, popular people can have friends. You are perfect for somebody. You're the perfect friend for them. Don't be afraid to reach out and keep it mutual. Don't try to be such a controlling decision maker or be the only friend. True friends let friends have other friends. Don't get like controlling over somebody. But I just want to say you can do this. Get out there and go for it.
And Michael, as we close out this edition of the You Don't Have to Stand Alone podcast, for those folks out there in the ES community who want to reach out to you, who need a friend, can you talk to us about how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. First way would be that they can email me, and that would just be mkanai, K-A-N-A-I, at chaplain.org. So mkanai at chaplain.org. And you'll see that on the website here for this podcast and some of your emails from the ES community. Definitely reach out to me. And then also, you can just voicemail me. I have a confidential voicemail box. It's 877-322-2427. 877-322-2427, extension 5088. 5088. We'd love to talk with you. Again, it's Michael Kanay, available to talk anytime.
Michael, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective, your thoughts, and the research that you've shared with us about having friends, building friendships. Looking forward to our next podcast.
Sounds good. Me too, Greg.